Hello.
Oh, yes, this is Chad Taylor from DC Comics, hoping to speak to Alan Moore.
I shall go down and see if the master is available. Master, there's a gentleman from DC Comics on the phone who wishes to speak to you.
DC Comics? Bah, why have you spat down the bloody phone at them?
We talked about that, Master, and we agreed that it was quite impossible. What with you having a cordless phone now?
Cordless phone? Bloody witchcraft. Very well.
This in better be bloody good. We just got the new Northampton phone book, and I've yet to cross my name out of it.
Ah, Mr. Murr, first of all, can I just say...
Yes, honoured to meet me. My writing changed your life. Can't look at a comic the same way. If I wanted my arse kissed, I'd have asked one of my wives to do it. Get to the point.
Yeah. Well, as you probably read in the industry publication...
I haven't read a comic book since they cancelled the Yellow Kit.
Really? We're doing many exciting things here at DC.
No, you won't.
The fans are really excited about our recent acquisition of the rights to the classic film I Spit on Your Grave. We're recasting it with Wonder Woman and the Birds of Prey.
Oh, riveting.
Isn't it? And the crown jewel in our new 52 is a long-awaited prequel to Watchmen.
Long-awaited, eh?
Long-awaited. People have always wanted to know the backstories of all the incredible characters you and Dave Gibbons created in Watchmen, and we here at DC believe it's finally time that they get their chance.
You know, I agree with you.
You do?
Indeed, I think the characters have absolutely fascinating backstories. That's why I wrote them all. You know, how each issue ended with a text piece, they're right there.
Well, yes, but we want to make something people will actually read.
Of course. I don't understand why you people insist on thinking everything needs a bloody side story told about it.
Well, Mr. Murr, you yourself once said that you thought a Minuteman miniseries would be a good idea.
Indeed I did. I also once told Warren Ellis that if I stood on my head, I could piss in his mouth. Eventually I changed my mind, and I don't expect you people would be willing to make a 12-issue miniseries about that.
Actually, if you're interested...
Never mind. Look, why exactly do you need to talk to me? You have the rights to my damn characters. God knows you screwed me out of those years ago. What more do you need from me?
Well, Mr. Murr, we are willing to offer you a considerable sum.
Oh, here we go.
Merely to say that you endorse the idea of a Watchmen prequel.
Yeah, for crying out loud.
And for that alone, I am authorized to pay you a sum of $2 million.
$2 million?
Yes, sir.
You people just don't get it.
I beg your pardon?
You don't understand. It's not about money. It was never about money. I have money and I don't even want money.
Well, what exactly do you want? What would make you happy? What insane thing must we do to finally get you to agree that you think making 12 prequels to a 30-year-old series is a good idea?
I want to write, produce, and star in a multi-million dollar Watchmen musical live on Broadway.
Done and done.
Run over by a car. Saw Happy Harry last night, broke his fingers in a bar. The people all look up and ask if I will end their woes. I cast my gaze back down at them and then I whisper no. Hey. I did it 35 minutes ago from my pleasure dome in the Antarctic snow. I opened the portal and summoned a squid. And now DC owes me 5 million quid.